Hello and welcome to Tent Talk. I am Aiden and I'm getting very tired of recording the same thing over and over again because I've done this many takes. And this many is probably around 7 now. So we'll see how this goes. You can expect in this podcast to hear a lot of ums, ahs, and random blank spaces because I've never done something like this. I'm not even sure if this is going to be a permanent thing. But I'm going to try it out anyways because I said I would try it out. So that is what this is. For those who don't know, my name is Aiden, and I am currently doing a through hike of the Trans-Canada Trail. And more. So that is what I want to talk about this podcast, is just trying to explain what I'm doing, what the Trans-Canada Trail, and how I'm planning to do this, and how I'm kind of sharing my trail, I guess, and the plans for the future of this trail. So we'll see how this goes. Future podcasts will not have this kind of weird introductory thing, but I feel like that's kind of common for any sort of travel podcast, so I think we'll see. Alright, anyways, I'm going to get into it. So I am doing the Trans-Canada Trail. The Trans-Canada Trail is the trail that goes across Canada. It is currently the largest trail in the world. It is 24,000 kilometers minimum. There's a lot of extra trails that are part of the Trans-Canada Trail that aren't a part of that. And then there's also... that doesn't make any sense. The trail goes through all 10 Canadian provinces and all 3 territories. And it is big. Like, 24,000 kilometers, most people understand that's big. Nobody can comprehend how big this trail is. Like, I've been walking it a year, and I've only been through 2 provinces so far, BC and Alberta, just because that's how the trail is kind of made. And I've done also side trips in there to do and see more of the provinces, but point being, it's long. It is very long, because I'm currently at almost 9,000 kilometers on trail, and this year is going to be my slow year. Like, coming up in the next couple years, I'm hoping to be doing around 15,000 kilometers one year. Like, so this year by far is going to be my quiet year of sorts. Anyways, so that is the Trans-Canada Trail. And also the Trans-Canada Trail is made up of land trails and water trails. I will be doing every single land trail except for the ones that were a part of the original route of the Trans-Canada Trail but never got finished, and that would be, most of that happens in southern Alberta. If something happens and I'm able to do a road trip down and get dropped off and then do all the little side trails that aren't technically a part of the main spine at all, I will do them. But I'm not really focused on that. I'm focused on doing the entire main spine and all the spur trails. That is my main goal. I will also be doing, I want to say about over 50% of the Maritime trails, but I am missing a big section, and that is the section that goes from Athabasca, Alberta, to the Arctic Ocean, and that is the Athabasca, Slave, and Mackenzie River water trails. They are long trails, obviously. They are the 3 longest rivers in Canada. But they're definitely not. I think the Mackenzie is the longest and definitely the biggest. But either way, so I'm doing those trails. I mean, I'm not doing those ones. Yeah, I told you this was gonna be a mess. So I'm doing most of them, but just not all of them. And I was originally planning to do the Arctic rivers when I started this planning phase, I guess, of this trip. But I wasn't going to do that much canoeing by myself, and I couldn't really find anyone who wanted to spend 6 months in a canoe with me. I know. Shocker. But anyways, so I am doing some of the Western Ontario marine trails. Although I definitely won't be doing all of them, I am going to be doing some of them. I hope to do all the maritime marine trails, and I also did all the Salish Sea trails when I started the trail back in May of 2017. And that is kind of just a general idea of how much of the trail I'm doing. Like, I'm doing a very large chunk of the trail, and I will be trying to do at least sections of each Maritime Trail, even if I can't do the entire thing, and that would include the Athabasca, Slave, and Mackenzie River trails. I think that's as far as the Trans-Canada Trail goes. So now on to me, because everything's about me, me, me. So, sorry. So, my kind of way I've been tackling this trail is, it's not necessarily about the trail, but I'm using the trail to get around. Because for me, I wanted to see Canada. Because in the last couple of years here, well, last 3 or 4 years here, I've been traveling quite extensively, and I've been able to go to other countries. I've seen 10 so far. Been quite fortunate in that way. And I wanted to see Canada, because although I still pride myself on how much of Canada I have seen before doing this, like I've seen all three territories, and I've seen every province west of Quebec, including Quebec. But I have not seen the Maritimes. And the Maritimes are kind of the, besides their winters, they are kind of the beauty of Canada, except for maybe British Columbia and Western Alberta with the Rockies. But they have a pretty good rap sheet. Like, they're solid. Like, that is the place you want to see. And I've always wanted to go there. So I did think about doing just a road trip. Like, I'll just go up there, see them, come back, it'll be awesome. And then I'm like, well, do you know what? What if I did a bike trail? And I biked there. Because that'd be pretty cool. I could go through all the provinces. And then I went slowly into walking it, which was one of the weirdest and dumbest decisions I've ever made that I absolutely love. Like, don't get me wrong, I love doing the Trans-Canada Trail, but I've already been doing this a year, and I've only done 2 provinces, and I really should go faster. So that is the only thing I regret. Well, I shouldn't even say regret. It's just, it's a lot of time to commit to a journey. And that's the main thing that I have issues with. It's just, I think about how long it's going to take, and that sometimes gets to me. But it's not a regretful thing. It's just, oh, that's a long time. Because I do absolutely love this. But the way I've been doing the trail is to ensure that I see Canada is I use the Trans-Canada Trail as kind of my main road. That is what gets me everywhere that I need to go, to general areas at least. And then off the trail, I do side trips. Now, these side trips can be, our majority of the time is just me walking into a park that is really bordering the trail, and I'll do a couple trails and I'll come back. That is majority of the time, and I feel like most people who do any sort of trail probably do that at least every once in a while. Where I'm going to the extreme is, I'm also doing 200 to 500 kilometer side trips to go to one park or one town or whatever it is, or maybe it's a couple of parks, to go explore them, see scenery, and then come back down to the trail. Some of the greater examples of that was Vancouver Island. When I was doing the Sailor Sea Trails, we went all the way up, like I say we, because there was, I had a friend from Saskatoon join me for that section. We kayaked all the way to the Broken Islands. We saw all, well, we didn't see all. We saw a pretty decent amount of the West Coast, and we also did a road trip, so we were able to see some of the lakes that are in the middle of Vancouver Island that you just don't get to see if you're not properly exploring. And that was really cool. Like, that was really cool. But that was a side trip. But the motorized part, that's where I kind of have a separate thing. So if anyone follows my map, because that is my major following, so I'm assuming most people who listen to this are coming from the map. When you look at my stats, you will notice that I have total TCT kilometers. And then if you keep on going down, you'll see motorized transportation, and then you'll see sidewalking and side kayaking, because that's the only 2 disciplines I've done side trails on. What that side walking and side kayaking isn't the side trips where I'm walking off trail to go to a park. It's where I have been given a ride to go to another park, and then I go walking in that park. And because that walking isn't attached to the main spine in any way, it is a side trip. And that's what it's marked down as far as kilometers go. And no motorized transportation counts towards my Trans-Canada Trail as well. And that is kind of how I've marked it. So even if I'm, like, a good example was when I was going through the Kootenays, I did a lot of side trips. And one of the big ones was into Kootenay National Park. Although that is not by any means part of the Trans-Canada Trail, I have marked it towards my Trans-Canada total because it was a continuous walk up to Kootenay National Park and then back down into the trail. So I count it towards my total kilometers of the Trans-Canada. So if anyone has any confusion about that, because I know there has been confusion because they're like, this trail is marked as the Trans-Canada Trail, but that's definitely not part of the Trans-Canada Trail, and you've marked it as the Trans-Canada Trail, that is why. And you could say, well, that's not being truthful. You're right, but I don't care. It's part of the same journey for me, and it's continuous non-motorized transportation. I'm going to say it's part of my Trans-Canada journey. That is as simple as it gets for me. What's the other thing? So, as far as motorized transportation goes, I will take rides when it's a double-back trail that's not part of the Trans-Canada Trail. So those will be marked when that happens. So when you go to side trips on the map, you'll see all the orange lines, and that's where I have caught rides and been on in a car and stuff. So it's all marked. Like, I'm not cheating that. I'm very clear about this is where I've caught rides, this is what I've seen through a car, because, yeah, I think it's important for me when I'm done this to say, this is what I did continuously walking, basically. Like, sure, there's little breaks there and there, but, like, it's basically continuous non-motorized transportation across Canada, and that is something very cool. Now, also, it's important to note, I may have said this earlier, I'm doing a through hike, which means I'm basically continually walking. And I say that after I just said I take side trips in cars with friends and family, but they're really, it's not getting me off trail. I am just taking a little break. It's like they're usually 1 or 2 days. I get off trail, I come back. It's just so I can see more, and I'm not going to say that doesn't count, because when I think of a through hike, I usually think of some of the American trails, like the PCT and the Appalachian. And people take side trips all the time to some of the bigger cities just so they can see them, and they come back on trail within a week. That is still a through hike, in my opinion. Like, yeah. So that is just my opinion. If you don't think that counts as a through hike, feel free to say you're not doing it, but I'm going to keep on saying I've done a through hike, because that is how I see it. Because I'm going all year long through the winters. So, yeah, for me, it's a through hike. You can disagree, I understand, but that's how I see it. Anyways, so that is what I've been doing. That's how I'm doing, and that was kind of my thought process behind it. I hope it was coherent. Wow, English is hard. I hope you understood it as best as I could explain it. It was probably a big hot mess, and I do apologize for that. But that is what I've been doing. That is what I've done, and yeah. Yeah, and just before I end this, I'm just going to kind of do my little list of kind of things just so I can do my little bit of bragging here. So I've currently done about 9,000 kilometers on trail, and that's all continuous non-motorized transportation. I've done about 7,000 kilometers of motorized transportation. I've done about another 1,000 kilometers of sidewalking, and almost 200 kilometers of side kayaking, I believe, but it could even be higher. All the disciplines I've done on trail, by far, it's almost entirely walking, and then in the marine trails, it's almost entirely kayaking. But I have done canoe, horseback, sled, longboarding, and biking so far. A couple of things I do want to definitely knock off is I really want to do, dog sled. I really think it'd be cool if I could do a section on dog sled. But who knows? It's really just trying to... It's a bit of luck. There's a bit of luck involved there, but we'll see what happens. So there's that. So far, I've been to, I think I'm just about to hit 300 provincial parks, which is insane to think about. I've been to 30 national park sites, and I believe I'm approaching 600 regional parks, which is also insane. But the regional parks kind of, it's not really the, it's more of a stat pattern more than anything, just because when I go through a big city, I like, you don't even realize it, but like when you're walking down a street, you'll walk past three regional parks. So that, it's a bit of a, it's going to be a big number, is what I'm saying. The provincial parks for me is the most impressive thing, because that is something I've been pushing myself to take side trips, go see them, go explore them, and that has been really cool to do. Another goal of mine is to see as many national park sites as I can. Like, I've seen a couple, but not nearly enough, and it's been really cool to see almost all of them in BC. Like, I think when I'm done BC, I'm only going to miss, like, two of the sites, and even those two sites, I think there's a chance I'll go see them, because I'm trying to work out a road trip to go to Prince Rupert, and those are, they're on the way to Prince Rupert, but that's where two sites I haven't seen will be, so we'll see if that happens. I've been to almost 200 Tim Hortons. Wow. I need to go somewhere else. But I've been to almost 200, and that's been really cool. Just to, that's kind of the main stat that I get a lot of, like, what? That's crazy. And I'm like, I also have done 200-300 provincial parks, but, you know, focus on the Tims. And yeah, just in general, it's been an incredible experience in the last year, and I'm looking forward to the next couple years on this trail. Now, as for this podcast, I don't know when they'll get posted, and it, for me, it's very hard to even work out a schedule, especially when I'm up north, because there are times where I'll be 20 days in between towns, so I will have no ability to post. But who knows? We'll see how this goes. I'm hoping, I'm not sure, but I think I can schedule posts. If I can do that, that will definitely help. If I can't, it's going to be a bit worse, probably. If you can leave comments or voice messages, I think is even a thing you can do on Anchor, please do it. I would love to hear feedback and what you guys think and questions, because I'm sure you have questions. I'll be more than happy to answer them. And yeah, I hope this wasn't the biggest mess of a podcast ever. They will definitely get better, and I'll more kind of, not script, but like kind of do a layout for how I want to do my podcasts in the future. This will definitely be kind of the black sheep, hopefully, just because I just kind of wanted to explain what I was doing, just for people who didn't know. This is kind of something they can listen to and understand, hopefully. Anyways, good night, good day, or whatever kind of time of day it is for you. For me, it's about 2 a.m. And, yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.